This is Matt Sepik. Two members of an anti-government militia group are facing at least 35 years in prison after pleading guilty to bombing a suburban Twin Cities mosque. Joe Morris and Michael McWhorter, both of Clarence, Illinois, admitted in court that they traveled more than 500 miles to attack the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in Bloomington. The explosion and fire on August 5, 2017 caused extensive damage to the building, but the five people who'd gathered for early prayers that morning all escaped injury. In separate hearings in a St. Paul federal courtroom yesterday, 23-year-old Joe Morris said he broke a window and 29-year-old Michael McWhorter admitted throwing a bomb inside the mosque. The men also confirmed details of the crime that prosecutors had outlined in indictments. Morris and McWhorter said they traveled in a rented pickup truck with the alleged ringleader, 47-year-old Michael Harry. They stayed off the Illinois tollway to avoid license plate readers and left their cell phones behind so they couldn't be tracked. McWhorter said they'd hoped to scare Muslims out of the country. While the attack left the Dar al-Farouk congregation shaken, Jelani Hussein with the Council on American Islamic Relations said after the plea hearings that the bombers failed in their ultimate goal.
They wanted to attack the Muslim community. They wanted for the Muslim community to fear, and they wanted the Muslim community to run away. Here today, we're here as a community. We're not going anywhere. We are more resilient than ever.
Hussein called the bombing an act of terrorism. Although one court document mentions a, quote, domestic terrorist organization, prosecutors relied on hate crime and explosives charges to make their case. Morris and McWhorter also pleaded guilty to machine gun conspiracy and attempted arson charges in connection with the White Rabbit Militia based in East Central Illinois. The men admitted to robbing several Walmart stores, attempting to extort money from a railroad by putting bombs on train tracks, and trying to bomb a women's clinic in Champaign. Judge Donovan Frank said that the use of a bomb to commit a hate crime carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 30 years. Along with the other charges, the two face at least 35 years in federal prison. Hussein says the men should be locked up for life. Joe Morris's defense attorney, Robert Richman, also spoke to reporters after the hearings. Richman said he plans to argue at sentencing that his client deserves less than the minimum because Morris was heavily influenced by alleged ringleader Michael Harry from the age of 9. Richman says his client saw Harry as a second father.
Mr. Harry made important decisions about Joe Morris's upbringing, where he should go to school, where he should live. And so in 2017, when Michael Harry began this outrageous escapade, Joe Morris did not have the wherewithal to tell him no.
Judge Frank did not set sentencing dates for Morris and McWhorter. Harry is scheduled to go on trial in Urbana this summer on charges related to alleged militia activities in Illinois. A judge there has said that part of the case must be resolved before Harry can be tried in Minnesota. This is Matt Sepik in St. Paul.